This is the Real Change Wilmington Podcast, episode 37, Doc's Dogs, with our guests today, Jeffrey Schuschler and Kim Long.
The hot dog business that we're doing is so much fun, it's not a job.
We're just not sit around the house, watch movies type people, really. We just like to get out and go and meet people.
What is going on, everyone? This is your host of the Real Change Wilmington Podcast, Dustin Pierce, joined with my co-host,
Tierra Harris.
Real Change is a positive, constructive, and lighthearted source of local news, events, and resources. And on our podcast, we interview leaders of local organizations to help squash rumors and encourage a greater sense of pride in our community. Before we get started today with our guests, Tierra, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Outside of work, lately I've just been working with the children at our church, getting them ready for the Easter program, so that's been filling most of my time. They're going to be singing a song, so teaching little ones music is kind of challenging sometimes. We have such a large age group. So.
Can you give us a taste of the song, look like?
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to taste?
You can join our live stream.
Okay. Right on. Darn, shucks. You want to do the intro and outro music for our podcast from now on, then?
Maybe. I'll think about it. Not this one. How have you been doing?
Pretty good. I'm excited. Tomorrow, I got to figure out how I'm going to do like an hour drive to get some new bumblebees for my backyard. Not bumblebees, it's honeybees.
Okay, I was going to say.
I guess they're different kinds of bees.
Yeah, they are.
But yeah, I've done it once before. You got like a box of like a zillion bees, and it's the most horrifying thing ever. And you just got to like dump them in your beehive. So what did you enjoy most about our talk with Jeff and Kim?
I think just learning about their interests outside of their careers. I've met Kim a while ago when she took photos for sports, so just seeing her progress in life.
Mm-hmm. They're fun people for sure.
They really are.
They made our job really easy.
They really did.
But very open and positive and fun. I think I just enjoyed most. They're both obviously have full-time jobs that are successful. So this is kind of like a side fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to do a little bit above and beyond, like extra stuff. Like they're giving away a bike at their first event. They're doing just silly things on social media. So I think that's what I appreciate most. They're just going to make it fun for Wilmington, I guess.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's hear from Jeff and Kim.
Well, Jeff and Kim, welcome to the Real Change Wilmington Podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So before we get into the hot dog stand business, we want to know a little bit more about you guys. So we'll take turns. Kim, okay. You want to go first? Just tell us about how you ended up in Wilmington.
I came here right after I got married. At the time, my husband then got a job here in Wilmington, and we started our family here. And I've since raised four kids here in Wilmington. They all grew up here, went to Wilmington High School, and have since graduated and gone on and done bigger and better things outside of Wilmington.
There's bigger and better outside of Wilmington?
There is. Believe it or not. I know. Wait, what? Yeah, so they live all over the country and actually internationally. One of them's in New Zealand, and they are living a great life. But they come home to visit every now and then, still have their roots here. But I remain because I love it here.
Yeah, and you have another business as well, right?
I do. I have Mud Pie Photos. I don't do as much with it now because I work at Wilmington City Schools full-time, but I do weddings on the side with Mud Pie Photos still because I can't really quite give up that creative side of myself, so I like to shoot still.
What's something you do for fun?
For fun, I love to garden. For fun, we love to travel. We do a lot of traveling. We take weekends away. We go to a lot of different cities. We love city life. We love to explore new places. I'm very crafty, so I do a lot of different projects at home. I paint. I'm never bored. I'm constantly on my feet doing things, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Always doing something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely seem very crafty. You have hot dog earrings in right now. What does your shirt say? Be a good person?
Oh. Yeah. Where were we when we got that shirt? There was a whole campaign to be a good person.
I think
person.
It was Asheville.
Asheville, North Carolina. And they have this whole store that was based around being a good person and doing good things. And that's kind of like how we feel, too.
Yeah.
You know, just no matter what, just be a good person. Be good to each other. Be good to other people. Smile.
Yeah.
You know, help each other out. That's how we kind of operate.
And feed their stomachs.
So we had coffee last week. And Jeff, you mentioned that at one time you had a t-shirt making business. So that's not one of your t-shirts.
No.
No, it's not.
Not your vibe of t-shirts.
It's my vibe, okay. But No.
He didn't make this
one. I didn't make that one. Mm-hmm. Can't take credit.
So let's get into you now. So how did you end up in Wilmington?
Well, I ended up in Wilmington as a result of a dating site. I believe it was Silver Singles or whatever
Date
it was.
Singles and, or something.
I met this beautiful person next to me. And it was kind of love at first sight. Our first date was at the General Denver. And after that, just kind of connected. And, you know, we were going back and forth and back and forth. I lived in Lake Winoka, which is out in Sardinia, Ohio. And after about 3 years of being together, this is going on fourth, I decided to sell my house at Lake Winoka and move in. And we got engaged in Jamaica. And we don't have any date for marriage, but, you know, the joke is like 2054.
Yeah. But, you know, we're married at the heart.
Anyway. Yeah, and I love Wilmington. It's been great. I'm excited to be here and work here. And my daughter lives in Columbus with my two grandkids, so it's a 1 hour, not even that, 52 minutes or so. So that's how I ended up in Wilmington.
How did you propose? How was the engagement in Jamaica? Is that off limits?
Not off limits. It was very romantic. And we stayed at a resort. And we had a butler. Oh, they made like different designs out of the pillows. And,
that night he had prepared a bubble bath.
A bubble bath, yes. And there were rose petals in the bubble bath.
So I was in there by myself. And then he came in with the ring and got down on a knee.
Outside the tub.
And then proposed.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It was amazing.
Sweet.
It was very amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you are a podiatrist.
Yes, I am.
So tell us about that, because you have a business too.
Yes. I went to undergrad. Please don't hold this against me. I'm a University of Michigan Wolverine, and I will always be. Mm-hmm. From there, I went to podiatry school, the Ohio College of Podiatric Medicine, which was now Kent State University Podiatry College of Medicine. Then I did a residency outside of Cleveland and spent some internship time at Cleveland Clinic, and then came back to Cincinnati and opened up my first office in downtown Cincinnati on 4th and Ray Street. From there, I opened up about five different offices, locations, and serviced about 12, 15 nursing homes, and retired about 12 years ago from private practice, and then decided to become a concierge podiatrist, which I don't know if you know what that is, but I kind of backed out of the insurance industry and I just kind of do direct pay. I just do house calls now. So my business is called Schussler Concierge Podiatry, and that's what I do in addition to our doc's dogs.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Well, travel with Kim. I know this sounds cliche, but anything we do together, we have fun together. So I'm a foodie. I love going out to dinner. I love going to dinner places and
try new restaurants.
I'm just a total foodie. I love, love, love cars. I'm a car nut because I'm from Detroit. I've loved motorcycling my whole entire life. Had a Harley-Davidson Fat Boy for many, many years, and actually rode a motorcycle all the way through medical school. I was one of the only ones that did that, and they thought I was crazy. You know, I like doing mechanical things with my hands. I've learned from YouTube how to fix toilets and gotten pretty good at it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
all those years of surgery.
yeah. So those are my fun things. You know, I used to love cutting the lawn, but ever since I've had to push the lawnmower rather than ride the tractor, I love the tractor. Anything motorized, that's my fun. That was my thing as a kid.
Are you part of any Wilmington biker gangs then yet?
Biker gangs? Mm-hmm. Not until I get my bike.
Oh, you don't have a bike.
Right? I don't have a bike right now.
He's on a hiatus from the bike.
I'm on a hiatus.
He wants to get a new bike.
I do.
There's that CCM right up the street.
Oh, I live
there. He goes there a lot.
They don't like me because I come in just to, you know, it's like a candy store.
Yeah.
So you both have stable careers. What made you want to give up your nights and weekends to start the hot dog stand?
I don't think I've given anything up, because the hot dog business that we're doing is so much fun. It's not a job.
That's a good perspective to have. Yeah.
It's not a job.
We're just not sit around the house, watch movies type people, really. We just like to get out and go and meet people and buzz around. And we would rather do that than hang out at the house. So why not make money doing it?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a job. It doesn't seem like a job. I mean, it's hard work. It's definitely hard work, but it's challenging and it's fun.
It's fun. For me, it's fun. It's mm-hmm. so much fun. I've never had this much fun. I mean, it's been 2 days at the hospital, you know, all day doing foot surgery, and then the rest of the time in my offices, and the rest of the time in the nursing homes, and that wasn't fun. I mean, it was enjoyable in the fact that I was helping people, mm-hmm. but I just wasn't having that fun factor. So many doctors today get burnout because it's overwork. And, yeah. you know, this is fun. This is it's immediate satisfaction.
And it's one of those things that it's on our time.
Right.
So it's one of those things where we book on our schedule. We've booked over probably 25 different gigs already for the summer. People have been calling us already and wanting to book things, and things for Wilmington College, things for Convention, the Visitors Bureau downtown, and all of this. And we're just filling our calendar up because I'm off in the summers and we can just do what we want, but it's on our time. So if there's something we can't do, like he has a class reunion coming up this summer, there was something that came up and I said, nope, we can't do that. It was like the potato festival or something. They wanted us to come, and we're like, well, can't do it because we're going to his reunion. So, you know, it feels like more driven by us instead of like somebody else telling us you have to be here at a certain time.
Yeah, you make your own schedule. You're your own boss kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we talked last time, it was on your Facebook as well, that you've been working on this business for over a year, perfecting it. So tell us about the journey of creating a business and the recipes and all that stuff.
Okay. We started sourcing carts because our cart is a used cart. We didn't buy a new cart, but we wanted to find a really good used cart. So Jeff started looking. It was over a year ago. And then at that point, we decided we were going to start looking for different hot dogs, different products, because we wanted something very healthy but delicious. We did a lot of market research to find out what our customers would like the best. So we put out a lot of feelers on Facebook and within our friend groups, you know, what kind of hot dogs do you like? What are your favorite brands? Fill out the survey type of thing to figure out what people were really going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And we tested sauerkrauts and chilies. Oh, how many chilies did we try?
Chilies.
Oh my God, I'm so sick of chilies.
Yeah, we tasted all the hot dogs. I mean, we went through hot dogs. We had people come over and taste the hot dogs. And we tasted so many different hot dogs. And then, of course, we thought, well, do we go with a brand? Because everybody knows the Nathan's name. You know, Nathan has a good name for a hot dog. And then we, of course, went over to Kirkland, because Kirkland has a very good brand name at Costco, and we found that they had a quarter pound plus hot dog, all beef, that it's absolutely delicious. I mean, so Nathan's, Kirkland, that's who we decided to go with, except for the Schmidt sausage that was the Bahama Mama, which is absolutely phenomenal tasting. So that's the sausage that we're going to go with. We're only going to do that one. And you know, that's what it was. It was just trying and trying and trying different types of the foods to combine with the hot dog to get that perfect flavor. Mm-hmm. So
you're doing both Kirkland and Nathan's hot dogs?
We are. You know, for the kids, Nathan's, you know, has the little sliders. They have the little mini sliders. So we're going to do most of the Nathan's for that. But the Kirkland, not only is it a delicious hot dog, but it's a great value because you get a quarter pound plus. Mm-hmm. And did I decide that I like the hot dog to stick out of the bun on both ends?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For the adults, yeah. Maybe for some events, we might go with the Nathan's bun length. It just depends, the price point that we're working with.
Either way, we're going to use the 2 brands.
But we wanted to give the most value and the best product to the customer. Kirkland definitely is a superior product, and it is a healthy product. It's all beef, no fillers, gluten-free, no byproducts. We've done a lot of research just on their background, as well as the Nathan background, you know, and what they actually provide. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd be surprised. A hot dog is a relatively healthy product. 150 calories, relatively carb-free. People lose weight eating hot dogs. If the hot dog itself, it's the toppings where you're going to gain the weight. So hot dogs aren't really an unhealthy, and they aren't made up of parts that have fallen on the floor and scooped up. I mean,
it's the myth.
It is a myth. It's, okay. I mean, they get a bad rap. They get a very bad rap. The USDA assures you that they monitor regulations and inspections, make sure that hot dogs are good product. Mm-hmm. And if they're all beef, they're all beef. Some hot dogs are made up of turkey or chicken or pork, but we decided to go
with soy protein.
Right.
The veggie dog.
But we decided to go with the all beef specifically because that seemed to be what our customers were leaning toward.
And besides the hot dog, you are pretty picky on the other ingredients as well. I think you mentioned like certain kind of pickles you're going to use.
We have a pickle that's made by Vlasic that is purely pickle. So there's no extra additives or ingredients in there that are not good. It's all purely pickle. So I feel really good about, it's more of an organic pickle. So I feel really good about that pickle. As well, our sauerkraut is a good brand of sauerkraut. I mean, we specifically picked it for a reason. And we are even thinking of making a big garden in the back. We're thinking of eventually doing our own tomatoes and onions.
Ooh.
So that we know that there's no crap on it. You know, like no spillage from other farms or whatever.
That's kind of a serious thing because we were watching that on the documentary about foodborne
produce
illnesses.
Produce coming in and foodborne illnesses and things like that.
And, you know, the health department, that's usually the first thing that they check in restaurants are like
the tomatoes.
The tomatoes are number one and the onions and that kind of thing because in a lot of these growing farms and there's spillage from their irrigation systems from, you know, when the cows go poo-poo, there's spillage into the water supply, which the irrigation ends up on the vegetation.
I mean, the number one product that causes salmonella is the romaine lettuce. E. coli.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are like number two.
Yeah.
Which is so strange to me. Buying tomatoes at the supermarket, which is what we will be doing at first. I mean, in my backyard, I know I'm going to be growing very healthy tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's just an idea that we have that's going forward.
Don't want a scandal, you know, first year in business. Right. Hot dogs, poison.
Right. No, we don't.
Exactly.
No, we
don't. Be well washed, yeah, of course.
So talking about the hot dogs, there's different kinds of hot dogs that you guys are all going to offer. Mm-hmm. There's Chicago, the Detroit. Can you tell us about the lineup of dogs you have?
Well, we'll start off with the naked dog, okay? The naked dog is fairly naked. We were surprised a lot of people at St. Paddy's Day celebration just wanted a hot dog in a bun. Mm-hmm. So that's a naked dog. If you want to put a little clothes on it, you know, you can put a little ketchup, mustard, relish. Then you go, which I grew up in Detroit, so Detroit, Coney Island, Lafayette, Coney Island, downtown Detroit. Spent a lot of time there as a kid. My dad would take me there before the game, and it's a hot dog with a special Coney sauce and mustard and onions. And that's the Detroit dog. And then, you know, we kind of went with the
sauerkraut. Sauerkraut's on the Detroit dog, right?
No.
Okay.
Will you let me handle the hot dog, please?
You handle the social media.
Okay.
My sidekick.
Fair enough.
So anyway, so we went with the Ohio dog. We went with the Cincinnati style, of course. So with the Cincinnati style, we're going to go with the hot dog with Skyline chili, the finely grated cheese, and onions optional. If you want some onion on it, we'll put some onion on it. And then we go to the New York dog. The New York dog, there's a couple different, depends if you're in Brooklyn or in, you know, Manhattan. But the New York dog, we're just going to have sauerkraut and spicy brown mustard.
And the sauerkraut will be warmed.
Yeah.
It'll be warm sauerkraut.
Yeah, it's warm sauerkraut. We're going to keep the sauerkraut warm. What am I missing?
There's one with like some bright green.
The Chicago dog.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
So the Chicago dog is something special. It starts out, first of all, with the Vienna style poppy seed bun. And you put the hot dog in there, of course. And then the big thing with Chicago is, after you're 18, there's no ketchup allowed. If you go to Chicago and ask for ketchup on a hot dog, if you're 18 or over,
they'll kick you out.
They might even do something worse than that. I don't know. But anyways, there's mustard, there's a pickle spear, there's two slices of tomato, and there's sport pepper. The sport peppers are a unique pepper. You have to taste them to really enjoy them. There's something real special. And then, of course, there is the neon green relish. I mean, I don't know. It tastes, I think, a little different than the regular relish, but the eye appeal is incredible. And it's just really what pops the Chicago dog.
It's sweet. It's very good.
Really good.
I'm not a big relish fan, but I love this relish.
The Chicago dog to me is like the pop star. Mm-hmm. It's the pop star.
I think it's going to be a clear winner, too. Yeah. Everybody's like, the Chicago dog. Yeah. You are going to carry the Chicago dog.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Bahama Mama, which is made by the Schmidt Sausage Company. It's famous. In fact, I don't know the exact stat on this, but I think the mayor in Columbus
wanted to
name that the official hot dog of
Ohio.
Of Ohio. Or not hot dog, sorry, sausage.
Of Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's that one. And that one has just mustard and some warm kraut on it.
That sounds really good.
And then we have the mini dogs for the kids in a bun, in a little mini bun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Flying pigs.
Yeah, exactly. White. Exactly. And as for sides, we're just keeping it simple to start with. Mm-hmm. We're just doing chips, or you can, like at the ballpark or stadium, you can get Cracker Jack and peanuts. We have peanuts in the shell, so you can take your pick, and we do water.
What brand of chips?
Lay's, mostly, but we have all flavors, like
Doritos,
Fritos.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people like Fritos on their hot dogs.
Yeah, because of chili.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you throw some
chili.
I mean,
we just have a variety of kinds of chips.
And I might add that we do have the prescription of the week, which is going to be a special dog. I'm not telling you because it's the prescription of the week. So
his recipe.
That's going to be my special dog of the week.
Nice.
We've already got several planned out that he's kind of come up with some special recipes.
Yes.
That will be good and different and not on the menu.
Okay. Now, do you have any dessert options yet?
No, we do not.
Dessert dog? could.
Maybe in the future.
No, we're not. Think of prescription of the week.
Top secret?
Prescription of the week.
Okay. I see where you're going.
You see?
I see.
You tell me later then.
Yeah, maybe that could be the prescription of the week. Yeah, good one.
I'm missing this. I'm missing
it's going over here.
After the podcast, you have to tell me. So, what's your plan for the stand, and where can people find it? Like, when and where can they find it? Is it going to be just catering events? Do you have some events lined up over the summer?
So, our goal is to be downtown, maybe around the courthouse, maybe on one of the streets here, maybe a day or two a week, and then also down Rhombach.
Well, First State Bank is, we have a commitment with First State Bank. First State Bank is my bank. And I love them all there. So I want to be there probably twice a week.
For lunch.
Yeah.
We also are doing the air park for the employees, different businesses through the air park. They've asked us to come there and feed some of their employees and some different businesses, specifically.
Let's not forget our favorite little bar here.
We'll be late nights, Old Town Tavern, occasionally. They've committed to having us there a lot.
Yes.
So that's kind of going to be our regular gig. And the way you'll find out about that is on our website, we have Where Are We at the top. And you can click on that. And every week I will post, it'll show you our schedule for that week, where we are.
Are you guys connected with other food truck stands yet? In the area?
Not yet, but we plan to hook up. We've talked a little bit to Becker and the burgers, and we thought we could do a hot dog.
Yeah.
Burger situation going
cool.
on.
Yeah.
There's Sean over at the Elks, and he wants to get us involved. There's a food cart event going on. All the food carts together, so we're going to do that.
We just got invited to Yellow Springs Brewery.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to be there six times this summer.
That's awesome. They committed already?
Yes.
You've had one event so far.
Yeah.
One
Yellow
event.
Stone
Good
Brewery
marketing.
Committed
Good
six.
Yeah, they
know,
asked us.
Crazy.
They asked us, and they threw out dates, and they were like, can you come these dates? And we're like, Yeah.
It's crazy.
Good for you guys.
I said to Kim, Kim said we've got 21 commitments already. And I said,
25, I think.
25. Yeah. You know, Jinx, don't try to kill me.
Yikes.
Slow down.
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty exciting. We're doing an event at the Resource Center for their families and kids that come there. I'm working with Andrew Conero on that. We're doing something with Leadership Clinton. So we've kind of been able to get to some of the organizations and get our name out. And they've invited us to come to things. So two things at Wilmington College already, homecoming and welcome back for the kids and the staff. Day.
I mean, originally, I just thought, I'm just going to get this hot dog cart and, you know, I'm going to set up at First State Bank and
from 11 to 2.
11 to 2 and just hang out, and serve some hot dogs, you know. Maybe.
Oh, no.
But my sidekick had a different idea.
We're going large.
Big.
Yeah. Well, did you know that 20 billion, is it 20? Yeah, 20 billion hot dogs were sold in America last year. That breaks down to 70 hot dogs per person in the United States. That's a lot of hot dogs.
I don't think I've eaten one hot dog last year, so I'm pretty sure someone's eaten a lot of hot dogs.
We're going to change it this year, though.
Well, you need to change that. Then. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. One guy, what's his name?
Yeah.
He's trying to find it.
Yeah, he's trying to find it. He won the hot dog eating contest for Nathan's, and he ate 72.
Joey Chestnut, who ate 72
in one
this
sitting.
Year's Nathan's contest.
So he did his part.
He did. In one day.
In one day. In one hour, probably.
And if I may, just real quickly, one of my biggest fans in the food world, other than Anthony Bourdain, is Martha Stewart.
Your biggest fan?
Your fan?
She's your biggest fan?
Oh, no. I'm her
the
biggest
opposite.
Fan. Well, she might be. She comes to taste my hot dogs.
Man.
That doesn't sound right either.
No.
Let's see. So in an interview with Bon Appetit, Martha Stewart confessed that hot dogs are her favorite nighttime snack.
Huh. That sounds...
Yeah.
That sounds a certain way.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Just saying.
And Babe Ruth, did you know he ate 12 hot dogs between doubleheaders?
What?
Seems like a big customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Babe. Okay, so. We got a little off tangent there.
That's a good segue.
No, it's okay.
Question.
That's
good.
Segue. Okay. So we talked about this a little bit last week, but for those who weren't with us, how do you think your different personalities will work together to help make your business successful? I know that you each have a different role in the business, so if you could each talk about it.
Okay. Well, I really handle like more of the marketing part of it. Mm-hmm. I was a communication major at Miami, so that's more my gig. I like to do like the creative part of things, the marketing, the print media and things like that. I do a lot of the phone calling and salesy part of it. And then I do the customer stuff, the customer side of things. I was a server at General Denver for a couple years while I was running my photography business. I did that on the side to earn extra money for my kids in college. And I like the customer part of it. So I handle that. He does all the food.
And I love it. I love watching. Are you guys familiar with Chef Emeril?
Yeah. Bam.
Right. Bam.
Bam. Bam.
So I just love that.
Do you have your own saying yet? Your own signature tagline of things?
You have to come up.
It may just come out.
It may just come.
I get so excited. Yeah, and then someone just has to snap it.
Snap it.
Something. Just when it comes out. I just want to kind of call myself Dockerel.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't know if that's going to catch or not.
It might not catch on.
It may not. Kim's like, it sounds like a fish.
It does.
Like a mackerel.
Dockerel.
Wow.
Okay, Dockerel.
All right, so we've established that Kim does the marketing side.
And you've done a good job. I mean,
oh, thank you. Yeah, he's a very good chef. We call him the traveling chef. He's a hot dogologist.
PhD.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Professor of hot dogs. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All dog can learn new tricks.
Oh,
after all.
Nice.
Ba-dum-psh. Yeah, that's
so
a good
many.
One. Since we're still talking about hot dogs, I asked you this last time, but what hot dog fits your personality?
Oh, okay. Well, I think I'm going to stick with the naked dog.
Okay.
Just think what you want.
Okay.
The big kahuna.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How about you, Tierra? Let's talk about
that. Why are you putting me?
What would be your...
Yeah, I have to know now.
I don't know. Whenever I eat a hot dog, I just get a naked hot dog.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
in Chicago, they throw me out on the street, I guess, because I get ketchup online.
That's me too. What about you?
I'll say the corn dog.
The corn dog, yeah.
It's a classic festival thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The corn dog.
I don't know if you saw on Facebook, I posted, what is your hot dog?
Was it the dating thing?
The dating.
I saw it.
Yeah.
What? I didn't get the chance to take it. I'll have to do it.
It's a test to test you on what your hot dog dating profile is.
You didn't tell me.
Can you explain
it? Can you explain it? Because I didn't click on it. I just saw it.
let me.
This can be very interesting.
Yes.
We're going to take the test here online.
I thought it was very interesting. What is your hot dog dating profile? So we follow this site called thehotdog.org, the hot dog. And it's the hot dog organization. You know how there's like a milk organization, the dairy organization, the meat organization.
They lobby for hot dogs?
They do, actually. Oh, okay. And they've worked with us. I've talked with the man there that runs their PR or whatever, and he sent us little rubber bracelets to hand out at our opening. Mm-hmm. This is I Love Hot Dogs. I mean, they're really cool about promoting all about the hot dog. So this site is, my attitude towards hot dog is best described this way. And then it asks you a couple questions. Hot dogs are a celebration of all that is great about being American, or hot dogs taste good, but they're a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
And then after I eat a hot dog, I feel a little naughty or ready for another.
God.
So anyway, this test, you go on and you do this test and you submit it, and then it tells you who your hot dog soulmate is based on what you actually score. If you are a hot dog hero, you love hot dogs unapologetically. It's really cute.
And that's 92 points or more.
Yeah.
Right?
You have to go on and take the test. Wow. Everybody has to go onto our Facebook site. It's Doc's Dogs on Facebook and take the test.
You should make your own test of like, are you like an associate of hot dogs or are you the doc of hot dogs?
There you go. Or are you a loser?
Yeah.
And then we'll have to convert you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, she scored 94. You're a hot dog hero, my friend. That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. You crave fun times.
Suck it.
And easy going to you. That's great.
But yeah, grand opening in Wilmington. When and where?
April 6th.
Okay.
1594 Rombach Avenue, which is First State Bank, right across the street from the new Kettering Health Center. Mm-hmm. It's in the parking lot. Do the no rain dance. We don't want any rain that day. Hopefully it won't rain. And we'll be right there in the parking lot. Look for the red and yellow umbrella over our little cart, our tiny little cart that has a big kitchen under it. And look for the smell of hot dogs cooking.
You guys have some fun things planned that day?
We absolutely do. Tell us about the fun, Jeff.
Well,
the bikes and the...
Well, of course, the bikes. We're raffling off. That is exciting. We're raffling off two bicycles, one for the boys and one for the girls. The one that I chose was the Spider-Man bike for the boy. And I think we got the 16-inch or the 18-inch
16-inch, between 5 and 8 years old. So if you come on down, you can fill out a little sheet and put it in our bin, and we'll draw at 1:30. The ribbon cutting will be at noon. So come and get in the photo op. We want as many people as we can scrunch in there for the photo op of the ribbon cutting. We're giving away plush hot dog pillows. We're throwing them out to the crowd. We're going to have fun little giveaways, and kids eat free. Wow. All kids eat free. So
under what age?
Under 12, please. But kids eat free.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
There's also going to be a balloon artist, right?
Yes. The big circus balloon artist is coming, and she's going to be amazing. She's going to like have so much fun with the kids, making free balloon dogs and things like that for all the kids, and she sounds so fun. She was a former school teacher, and she just is... Okay. A lot of energy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So we'll be at First State Bank from 11 to 2, and then we're going to take a little break and put our feet up for a minute. And then at 7 o'clock to 10 or to 11 or beyond, whatever, sure. Till the crowd runs out,
yeah.
We'll be at Old Town Tavern right in front, kind of
on South Street.
On South Street.
Mm-hmm. City building.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll be parked right there, and serving dogs will be all lit up. We'll have our neon sign going. We'll have our lights going and music playing, and we'll be party on.
Dancing to the dogs.
Dancing to the dogs.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, thanks for being on our podcast. If people have more questions or want to chat with you guys, how would they best do that?
They can call us at 937-515-8258. Email us at docsdogs66@gmail.com. And they can find us on Facebook at Docs Dogs. We also have a website, eatdocsdogs.com. Visit us there.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Come on down.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's it for our podcast today, folks. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Kim and Jeff at Docs Dogs. If you have more questions for them, feel free to reach out and definitely attend their opening event at First State Bank and Old Town Tavern on April 6th. If people want to reach us, Tiara, how would they do that?
We have a website, realchangewilmington.com. We also have two social media platforms on Facebook and on Instagram. And as you know, we have a podcast. It's on a variety of platforms.
Right on. So with that, I'm your host, Dustin Pierce.
And I'm your co-host, Tiara Harris.
Keep it real, Wilmington.